Well, I had to go to New Orleans. Yeah, you see, I ain't going there. Came back here and started digging dirt. Thank God I'm still here. Too many things going on in that city. Woo! You ever been in? You been in it?
Oh, yeah. Yeah, I've been in it. And, well, I asked you about that a little later, but them things that you would put in a barrel, you put a what in a barrel to get the stuff out of it?
Oh, you put a posset. We call that a posset. Kind of.
Yeah.
See, here's the pipe like this. Right in here, it got a crook. Go this way.
Yeah.
Well, you take that, your borehole, you lay the barrel down, sort of barrel, you know.
Uh-huh.
And your borehole, just the size of this thing here. When you get it down, that's what I tell you, that boy fool around there and shot that thing up my neck. But then when you get the whole bow, you screw it on there. Screw it tight. And you heat it up, and you got something like a valve there. You raise it up and down. Syrup come out when you want to stop, put it down.
I see. Now, when you were getting syrup into one of them narrow mouth barrels, mm-hmm. You ever see them? They'd make them things. What would they make them things? They'd make one of these things.
That's a funnel.
Yeah.
That's a funnel. You see, they got big and small.
Yeah.
So you put it in that hole. Now that barrel you're talking about that, and you got a peg. You put that funnel in that hole here on top of that barrel, or maybe up to the top on the side, and the syrup running in that through the funnel into the barrel.
Yeah.
When you get it full, you take your funnel out, and you take that peg, which is a round piece of wood about that big, just to fit that hole.
Bung, yeah.
That's right. How do you call it?
Bung, didn't they call
yeah,
it?
Yeah, yeah. And you put it there, and you take your hammer.
Hey, that's something.
And, sometimes you can put a peg on the side, something like a wedge. But the minute you get away with that syrup, it's tight.
Yeah.
That's right.
Now, what nowadays, when you go to the store, the grocer puts things in a what for you?
Order a paper bag. Or it's a flat piece of paper.
Yeah.
They pull that thing, and they tie it, and then they wrap it up. You know.
But it used to come in different ways, didn't it? Like, how would 50 pounds of sugar come?
Oh, no, 50 pounds of sugar didn't come like that. 50 pounds of sugar could come in a 50-pound bag, sack.
Yeah.
Something like a heavy sack, you know.
A poke.
How you call it?
Well, yeah, a sack.
Yeah, when you get a sack. Well, I remember Mr. Mitch used to have them in a kind of a, not paper, no, a sack, looked like a grass sack, but it's lined inside with cloth.
I see.
You see, and you put that in there and sew that sack up.
Now a grass sack was a what? That was a rough?
Or a grass sack, you wouldn't put it today in a grass sack, because that's a rough sack. Grass sack made for cotton and salt meat.
Yeah.
You see?
Yeah.
Because I know when I used to work in the store, we used to get that meat in grass sack.
Yeah.
And we used to get dry goods. And a dry goods box. You didn't use them pasteboard box, you used wooden box.
Yeah.
And I had a machine there to open them box. Now people might think it was a joke. That thing made, I don't know, they used to call that thing a
ripper?
No, to open a box. No, we didn't use it. You use a machine, something like a hammer, but it's inside a pipe. You just set it there, bam, row. Bam, round. I used to open that box so quick that man. I don't know how you do. Put it there, you know, and you got something like that down here. When you hit that, this going into that wood, when you do that, this going to tighten that nail. Hey, shall I open my box? Let's stand man come by. I'm saying, all wooden box. They didn't use no pasteboard box. But now you don't see a wooden box. Such as condensed milk and everything else, wooden box.